Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Okay, AC/DC news. This is probably good news for a lot of people because there are concerns that Axl Rose was going to be taking over the AC/DC future if there was an AC/DC that was going to tour again and continue and do albums and things like that. It appears that Brian Johnson is involved in whatever is going to happen going forward. Mike Fraser, award-winning producer and has worked with that band for years.
Been on this show a couple times.
Said in an interview that in a podcast that he said, yeah, we've been in the studio doing something because there's been pictures of those guys in Vancouver in the last year or so. And he says, what's come of it, I can't discuss yet. And he was asked whether Brian Johnson was handling the vocals, and he replied with a laugh, I think so. Well, Brian Johnson was in the pictures, along with Phil Rudd and Angus Young and
Stevie. I'm more surprised
Young.
That Phil Rudd is there than Brian Johnson, to tell you the
with
truth.
With all the troubles that that guy has had, they're keeping him in the band, or at least recording. I wonder if they go out on the road, if they're gonna roll the dice and bring that guy out with them. But there was much discussion in the last year or so when those guys were all pictured together outside of Vancouver's warehouse studios. So Fraser confirms that something's definitely going on there. So that's a good thing. Prince William's lawyers are hitting back after some UK media outlets have been reporting that he cheated on his wife.
She's like pregnant with his third child or something.
The rumor is that old William stepped out with the neighbor.
The Duchess of something, or the Cheriness, or right. What is her name?
What's the name of your neighbor? What is your neighbor? Frank, Scott, yeah. Bill, Joe. All right, here's his neighbor, the Marchioness of Calamity. I hope it's not chlamydia. The Marchioness.
I thought it was pronounced Chumley or something.
Of could be Chalumundalay. I don't know. Rose Hanbury is her name.
Oh, Rose.
The Marchioness Rose. The Marchioness of whatever is Rose. So anyways.
Yeah, how can you get away with that? I mean, you'd think with all the security and different things and eyes and paparazzi and what have you.
Well, what's his name was doing it? The dude with the ears.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
That Charles was doing it. Yeah, you can do it. It doesn't mean you're going to get away with it, but yeah. You can still give it a run. And David Lee Roth makes this claim in an interview with Forbes magazine. Says, Diamond Dave, I am one of a half dozen frontmen that after two beers, the whole world can imitate. Everybody has a David Lee Roth imitation, just like you have a Jagger imitation. And you have a Freddie Mercury imitation. He says, now here's more. Nobody imitates Steven Tyler or Robert Plant. They imitate Steven Tyler.
Definitely.
Those are static singers that are a little bit closer to a Frank Sinatra. I've been dancing. They don't dance.
Yeah, Dave.
They perform.
Dave.
When he says imitating, he's also talking about how they apparently the physical stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I've been dancing. They don't dance. They perform and they present a little closer to what David Bowie did. Bowie didn't dance either. Neither does Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen is a job site foreman at a construction site. Well, yeah. I'll give you that one. But
paving some asphalt today.
But Steven Tyler... He moves around a little bit. Yeah,
totally. With the scars and the legs and the chicken walk thing he does.
Yeah. He goes. He moves around a little bit.
Yeah.
Robert Plant.
He poses more than he moves.
Right.
He's the golden god. He stands there and poses.
One of the reasons that you're one of a half dozen frontmen that people will imitate after two beers is because your singing ain't that great. You know. I think people think, hey, geez, I can do that guy's voice.
Humbly babbly, zibbly babbly, humbly babbly, zibbly bop.
Yeah. And it wasn't there, you played me a track the other day of him. He's on stage somewhere.
He was at this like EDM festival, and some guy remixed a version of Jump, and so it was like a disco kind of remix EDM version of Jump, and Dave was just there to kind of like hype it up or cheerlead it.
He was on stage as they were playing it.
Yeah, and he's jumping around.
And it, I'm sure
it didn't sound good.
Well, it would have sounded worse had he tried singing it. That's it. That's the trash.
It's good that was all on tape. Like this one from Women and Children First. KISM.